Ebenezer Elliott, 1781–1849. Ebenezer Elliott was an English poet and foundry owner. He was born in Masborough and rose to national prominence following the publication of his Corn Law Rhymes, in 1831. He is associated with one of the greatest and important political changes of modern times. Elliott was attended Dame School and the Hollis School, where he was taught to write and little more. He was not regarded as bright, but he saw himself as being self-taught, and attributes his poetic development to long country walks in search of wild flowers, and to reading from his father's book collection. On one occasion, his younger brother, Giles, read him a poem. This was to become a turning point in his life. He realized that he could successfully combine his love of nature and his talent for drawing by writing poems and decorating them with flower illustrations. Elliott became known for his strident views on changes that would lead to improved conditions for both manufacturers and workers. Against the backdrop of a strained post-war economy, Tory Prime Minister Lord Liverpool passed the Corn Laws, which were introduced in 1815 until 1846. The Corn Laws were imposed tariffs and trade restrictions on imported food and corn. The Corn Laws enhanced the profits and political power associated with land ownership. The laws raised food prices and the costs of living for the British public, and hampered the growth of other British economic sectors, such as manufacturing, by reducing the disposable income of the British public. Elliott led the fight to repeal the Corn Laws, which caused hardship and starvation amongst the poor and marked a shift away from the long narratives that had preceded them, towards verses for singing that would carry a wider message to the labouring class. Caged rats, ye coop us up, and tax our bread, and wonder why we pine. But ye are fat, and round, and red, and filled with tax-bought wine. Thus, 12 rats starve, while 3 rats thrive. When 15 rats are caged alive, with food for 9 and 3. He formed and established the Sheffield Anti-Corn Law Society, and single-handedly set up the Sheffield Mechanics Institute. His significance was that he dared to challenge the government and fight injustice. He worshipped at the Downs Row Chapel, where Jacob Brettel acted as his mentor. Elliott married in 1806 and had 13 children. There is a statue of him in Weston Park, Sheffield. The Rotherham District Civic Society Blue Plaque was unveiled on 21 March 2013, by Sarah Champion, MP for Rotherham, at the NHS Walk-in Centre near Bailey House. He formed and established the Sheffield Anti-Corn Law Society, and single-handedly set up the Sheffield Mechanics Institute. His significance was that he dared to challenge the government and fight injustice. He worshipped at the Downs Row Chapel, where Jacob Brettel acted as his mentor. Elliott married in 1806 and had 13 children. There is a statue of him in Weston Park, Sheffield. The Rotherham District Civic Society Blue Plaque was unveiled on 21 March 2013, by Sarah Champion, MP for Rotherham, at the NHS Walk-in Centre near Bailey House. 1781–1849. Ebenezer Elliott was an English poet and foundry owner. He was born in Masborough and rose to national prominence following the publication of his Corn Law Rhymes, in 1831. He is associated with one of the greatest and important political changes of modern times. Elliott was attended Dame School and the Hollis School, where he was taught to write and little more. He was not regarded as bright, but he saw himself as being self-taught, and attributes his poetic development to long country walks in search of wild flowers, and to reading from his father's book collection. On one occasion, his younger brother, Giles, read him a poem. This was to become a turning point in his life. He realized that he could successfully combine his love of nature and his talent for drawing by writing poems and decorating them with flower illustrations. Elliott became known for his strident views on changes that would lead to improved conditions for both manufacturers and workers. Against the backdrop of a strained post-war economy, Tory Prime Minister Lord Liverpool passed the Corn Laws, which were introduced in 1815 until 1846. The Corn Laws were imposed tariffs and trade restrictions on imported food and corn. The Corn Laws enhanced the profits and political power associated with land ownership. The laws raised food prices and the costs of living for the British public, and hampered the growth of other British economic sectors, such as manufacturing, by reducing the disposable income of the British public. Elliot led the fight to repeal the Corn Laws, which caused hardship and starvation amongst the poor, and marked a shift away from the long narratives that had preceded them, towards verses for singing that would carry a wider message to the labouring class. Caged rats! Ye coop us up, and tax our bread, and wonder why we pine. But ye are fat, and round, and red, and filled with tax-bought wine. Thus, 12 rats starve, while 3 rats thrive. When 15 rats are caged alive, with food for 9 and 3.